Blog Talk Radio.
Texas and LA County, respectively. Oh, it's Monday to wrap up over.
What's
the
going down?
What's the deal, Ro?
What's the deal, baby? Streets is talking. What time is it?
Oh, man, you already know what time it is. And you know, like E.F. Hutton, everybody listening.
Everybody.
Man, we got a lot going on, baby. How you been, man? What's going on?
Man, you know how we do, man. We stay in the streets, baby. We stay in the streets. You know what I mean? Today is a good day.
Man.
It's Monday. 100 degrees plus, you know, good old Arizona in this heat. And we got to talk about the sniper. The sniper.
Ooh,
the
sniper.
In the tree this week, hell boogie.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Like the D.C. sniper. He getting them. Training camp already.
Already.
Dennis Pitta, woo, he just
Jeremy
got tested, he broke his hip, Jeremy Maglin, he just come off the line. Go ahead, bro.
Is it the activities that's happening in the NFL right now or non-contact drills until next week? You mean these guys are falling off like paper clips?
They just
falling off.
Oh, man, they falling out the sky. And remember this, what you said. Since what year, Ro? 2005, there has not been a Super Bowl champion that has won a playoff game. It's not looking good for Baltimore.
Not at all.
From your statistic, from your stat, it's not looking good. It's not looking good. Man.
Not at all.
First, I got
to
get to it.
What's with you today, brother?
Oh, man, I'm just.
What's on your mind?
Oh, man, I'm just so hyped, man. You know, big up to D-Wig, man, my son, my oldest, man. Yesterday was his birthday, man. He turned 23, man. So big up to D-Wig. And, you know, I don't know if I'm revealing my age or I just started too young. You know what I mean? So, Big up to the oldest, man. Big up. What's going on? But listen, Ro, you with me? Ro, man, the sniper got Ro. But anyway.
No, I didn't break with you. You know, I'm in the streets, baby. I stay in the streets, man. I'm in the streets.
I already know. But let me ask you this. Without Dennis Pitta, how is it going to be for the Baltimore Ravens this year?
Tough as it was always going to be. Don't act like they were going to repeat. You know, Flacco got that money. He ain't thinking about repeating. I mean, Baltimore's going to make it to the playoffs. Let's just get that out the way. Okay? They've been there every year since Flacco been at the helm. That's 4-5 years strong. And nothing's going to change. The only thing that's going to change is them getting put out in the playoffs early if they don't have a bye. You know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, big ups to Baltimore. They did what they were supposed to do last year. You know, they had the spiritual high going. They had Ray Lewis, the spiritual leader, jumping everything off. And they made it happen. And that's just it. And now without Ray Lewis, with your favorite weapon, your favorite target, and Anquan Boldin being gone, and then your second favorite target, and Dennis Pitta being out, you know, it's going to be tough. They're going to depend a lot on that run. And, you know, it's just, you know, Flacco don't throw for a lot of yards. This would probably be the year that Joe Flacco would throw for about 3,000, you know, because each season he only averages about 2,700 yards passing, which ain't really nothing, which means that you know, they got a balanced offense. They have running and they have passing. But, you know, without Dennis Pitta, without Anquan Boldin, without those weapons on the outside, man, it just means that they're going to have to tighten up the inside game, run it up down your throat, and just hope for the best. I'm not looking for them to win I don't even see them win a playoff game, man. The stat is true. Numbers do not lie.
Wow. So it's ugly up in B-more.
Very.
Wow.
No Ed Reed? What you going to do? Who back there to cover who Ed Reed used to be? Who in the middle where Ray Lewis used to be? I mean, come on, man. It's going to be tough. It's just not on offense. It's going to be tough on the defense, too.
Well, just like in anything else, when you're getting paid big money, we're going to see if you can make guys around you better, a la Tom Brady. A la Aaron Rodgers. Nobody knew about Gordy Nelson. Aaron Rodgers made him better. Nobody knew about these guys. Go ahead, Ro.
Yeah, you're right about that. I was going to throw Peyton Manning in there, too. You know what I mean? It's some high-pro Drew Brees. You know, these high-profile quarterbacks just make these guys who are no-names stand out, get contract extensions. You know what I mean? So I'm right there with you. Go ahead. My bad. I didn't mean to interrupt.
And then these guys, once they get these contracts, a la Greg Jennings, no knock on you, but you had guys like Brett Favre, Hall of Famer, and Aaron Rodgers, future Hall of Famer, throwing you the rock, too. So it's going to be – I'm going to see Joe Cool after he got all his money – and guys defected off, we're going to see if he's worth the money. Just like we just talked about the boy, Melting Matty. Some people down in ATL, they call him Matty Ice. I was on the sports official show yesterday, and we were, you know, arguing about that. But let's jump to Philadelphia. Jeremy Maclin. And also, I got some news, man, from the streets. They talking about your boy Nick Foles from U of A and Michael Vick are what you call it, splitting reps with the first team. If you're Michael Vick, are you concerned? Do you get concerned that you're splitting reps with Nick Foles and you're supposed to be the guy?
People out there in the world.
Let me know. Ro, you're not concerned? Tell me why you're not concerned. I'm going to tell you why I would be concerned.
I'm not concerned one bit. The reason being is because what we saw Nick Foles do last year is something that you would have to have that guy, you know, doing, you know, running some of the first team plays with Michael Vick. Just cause. Michael Vick, I don't want to put you in this category, but buddy, you are a B.O.B. And the reason I'm going to put you in the B.O.B. category, for those that don't know the bag of bones category, is because you are fast. You are the type of player that is so explosive that sometimes you don't know what to do when you get out in the open field. If you can't score, you don't know how to slide. So in that sense, I'm going to say I'm not concerned because we all know that Michael Vick is going to have that start position when the season starts. But you got to have Nick Foles to take some of these starting reps because we don't know how long Michael Vick is going to last. And you have to think once again, Chip Kelly, if there's a new era in Philadelphia jumping off with you know, they ain't had a new coach since the 90s, man. You know, they were long tenured, Andy Reid. And so, you know, there are changes, and you never know what Chip Kelly just might do. So am I concerned about that? No. I think Mike Vick going to get the start position, but you got to have Nick Foles taking some of those snaps just in case, L Boogie.
Listen to this. I got a stat for you. Michael Vick, in his whole career, and it's going to be, what, his 10th, 11th year, he's only finished one season, which was 2006, where he played all 16 games. Now, he's definitely B.O.B., bag of bones. And another reason why they're playing Nick Foles is also because he's MVG to me. Nothing but garbage. Nothing but garbage. He's on my mama's front line right now in a plastic bag, man. And he's going to be exposed this year. Remember, when you get older, you get slower. You got to work on other parts of your game. Michael Vick needs to work on other parts of his game, like his accuracy. And now with Macklin gone, his leading receiver, since he's been there, whew, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Ooh, it's going to be tough. What about your boy? We was talking about Peyton Manning. His center just dropped, tore his ACL on Friday. Ro, do you have any concerns do you have any concerns for the Denver Broncos?
I'm going to say no once again because, I mean, yes, the center position is a very important piece of your team, you know what I mean? But centers can be replaced. And, you know, as long as you don't have to replace quarterback, you just fine in Denver. You know what I mean? So I'm pretty sure that they're going to pick up a veteran or go out and try to build within. And if they're able to do that, you know, I think Denver is right where they want to be. You know, for those guys taking one or two more losses than they did last year, still puts them in the playoffs, you know what I mean? So I don't think of that by it's a big deal losing your center who's been there for 4 or 5 years, but, you know, he can be replaced. You know, that's the offensive line, and offensive line, you know, they used to adjusting and moving from one side, from the left side to the right side, you know, but as long as they can build or stay within the organization, I think they'll be okay and have that situation resolved a lot quicker than the Philadelphias or the Baltimore Ravens. You know, I think it's very easy for those guys to replace what they lost. So, you know, yeah, good luck with Peyton Manning. You know, it's just all about protecting Peyton Manning. You know what I mean? And you know, when you have that guy in Dan Copeland who's really, really good at what he does, you know, it's not going to be difficult to replace him, but he will be missed.
He's the quarterback on the offensive line. He will be missed. And Peyton Manning will people will get to him. I'm going to start calling him Twinkle Toes because they're going to be at his feet. We're going to really see how good Peyton is this year. You know, just like with the rookies. He came back off an injury. I think some guys underestimated him a little bit. I think they're going to really be coming down his throat. I know. Here we go. I see the asylum blowing up. If you want to call in, 347-855-8896. Hit the 1 button on your phone if you want to get in the asylum. And we'll get you out on the yard and see what's up with your street credibility. Or you can go on the net, www.blogtalkradio.com. Sports is the category. Search box, streets is talking with a zero. And that's not a typo. And remember, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. So
I love it when you say that. Boy, that just sounds sexy.
Streets is talking. Black. Street.
Yeah, people, buddy.
Oh, we on the we going to hit. See, we on the tour. And see, when you on
uh-oh.
That on that tour, you know what I mean? We on a world tour.
That's
so we going to get when we come. Oh, man. When we come back from commercial, we're going to talk more about the NFL. Everybody's in camp. We're going to predict through conferences. We're going to talk about them, the AFC East and the NFC East. Oh, we'll get at you. We coming back. 4 minutes, four
I see
seconds
you,
flat. No doubt. Tour. It's your boy L Boogie, my co-host T-Ro from Dallas, Texas. Duel's the G. You know he always out on the assignment. You know what I mean? But before we continue, I want to give a shout out, man, to my cousin Kim, man, my auntie Sparkle. They listening live down in the land, man. They advocate Browns fan. We're going to get on y'all on Friday. We're going to talk about the AFC North. I'm going to spare y'all this. I'm going to spare y'all tonight. Because everybody always talking about how I be hating on my hometown. Yeah. I hate on my hometown. No, I don't. I call it like I see it. Haven't been in the playoffs since 99. I don't even know if my baby son was born.
I know you from Cleveland, but I didn't know you had any Cleveland blood in you. Yeah, as long as I know you've been a Green Bay Packer, you've been a New York Knicks. I think the Indians once upon a time when they had Albert Bell, but other than that, I don't know if you had ever had any Cleveland blood in you.
Man, you already know. But since we on that world tour and we traveling around the NFL, everybody's in training camp. We're going to discuss the AFC East and the NFC East. Now, Ro, NFC East,
talk
I know that's
them.
Right up your alley. Right up
right.
your alley.
That's them boys.
Who did you got winning that conference? And do you see any of those teams, besides the conference winner, getting a wild card, going to the playoffs?
Well, yeah, of course. You know, you always got to keep it wide open in the NFC East because we just seem to knock ourselves each season, you know. But don't sleep on RG3. Don't sleep on Eli Manning. Don't sleep on the new $55 million man. Because Jerry Jones told that boy, look, man, I don't know what you be doing all time, but it's going to quit. If I pay you this $55 million, you got to come on in and show you right. Now, just because he told him that he had to show it right, don't mean that it's going to necessarily play out on the field, but hopefully it does. You know what I mean? But, you know, man, I'm not going to pick my Cowboys to go to win the NFC East, but I do have them being a wild card this season because we were close last season. We just fell off at the end, but we right there. And if my boys can stay strong, I figure that we could be a wild card. I'm not going to knock RG3 and the Redskins because they really, really, they did some big things last year. You know what I mean? If the Giants were going to hold on and repeat by winning the NFC East again, but Washington showed up and made sure that they were able to do what they needed to do. You know, it was just an unfortunate situation that RG3 had to go down the way he went down. And, you know, I'm just going to take it in stride, man, because my Cowboys will have you high on the roller coaster at the top, and then we'll go down that 90-degree angle, man, at 92 miles an hour. You know what I mean? Crash and burn. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm not going to say too much about my boys this year, man. I'm going to try to keep it to where, you know, game by game because I don't want to put them out there. Because on paper, L Boogie, you know how it is. The Cowboys look like a championship team every year if you look on paper. But you have to go out and play it in between the lines each and every Sunday or Thursday or Monday. And if they can't get that done, you know, hey, man, I'm just hoping Tony Romo just shows that he's worth $55 million. That's all I'm going to say. Who you got winning the NFC East?
Man, you got the Cowboys. You got the Redskins. You got Philadelphia. And you got your Cowboys. Sorry, the Giants. Giants, you know what amazes me about the Giants? And you know, they'll have three bad years or two bad years. You ride them off, they come back. And your conference is so tough, you can win the conference at 9-7 and go to the Super Bowl. It always comes down to the last game with somebody in the NFC East. And because I have a personal friend who plays with the Redskins, I got to go Redskins because they kind of hot right now. It only depends on RG3's health. He's the key. He gets the rookie running back off. He gets those guys going in the passing game because people don't know what's coming. Whoever's the offensive coordinator over there, big up. He's doing a heck of a job. Streets is talking. But besides that, the Eagles, black, bang, bang. The Giants, it's going to be tough. They don't have too much on that defense in the secondary. Another bang, bang.
Right. OC gone.
Chuck is not motivated. He's getting older, JPP. He's... Say that again.
I was just going to say JPP, he look like he going to be the only one on his due diligence this year on that defensive line.
Looks like he's the only one, and they got hurt in the secondary. We're going to see how they looking. But I see the Cowboys maybe getting a wild card, fighting Washington for that spot as far as the champion of the NFC East. But I can see the Cowboys, because they're under the radar, I can see them winning a wild card game, maybe winning a divisional game and playing for that NFC championship, bro. And I ain't just saying that because you're in the studio. Streets is talking.
Wait, you talking about we up under the radar? Man, just last week I heard Jerry Jones talking about he done changed the name of the Cowboys Stadium to AT&T Stadium. Told me he want to be more famous than the White House. What's wrong with that white man?
The streets is talking. I don't know I don't know why he would say something like that, but they're going to have to put a gag on them ABC boys.
Man, it's tough, man. And we can't be flying under the radar if he just come up like that and start talking like that, man. We got to – come on, Jerry. I know, man, I know you all about your money, man, but don't put us on the map like that just yet, man. You shouldn't have never changed it from Cowboy Stadium. You want anything to be as popular as the White House, it's our boy stadium. Or you should call it America Stadium. Hey.
I felt a little passion right there. Didn't you guys out there in the world, you feel that Dallas passion? I just felt it just a little bit.
Man.
I felt it.
Ah. Got to get it right, man. Jerry, come on, man. Get it right.
So, that's the NFC East. Who do you got being the best player in the NFC East this year, Ro? Who you think is going to rise and show their worth and put their team on their back and take it? It's tough, but, you know, at them skill positions, who do you think is going to, you know, stand out this year in that NFC East?
Well, you might laugh at me when I tell you this, but I'm going to tell you straight up, dog. I think this is the year for my boy, Dez Bryant, to come out of his shell. You know, at the end of last season, the last 6-7 games, he was the best wide receiver in the game. Now, we're just talking about the last 6-7 games of the season, of the regular season. Not the playoff. I'm talking about regular season. Dez Bryant stepped his game up. He went in trouble. You know, Jerry Jones is trying to get all these people to bodyguard him and make sure he does this and do this the right way and all of that. You know, I don't think we're going to have to worry about that anymore. I think Dez Bryant has finally got to his mature status to where he knows exactly what he wants and knows exactly, you know, how things can get done in this league. If it's not Dez Bryant, I'm going to go to DeSean Jackson. The only reason I'm going to say DeSean Jackson along with Dez Bryant is because the situation with Macklin. Macklin was Michael Vick's number one receiver last year, or since Macklin has been in the league, which was Michael Vick's first year over in Philadelphia. And so I believe that because of Macklin being down, I think Michael Vick will turn his attention to DeSean Jackson. We both know that DeSean Jackson might not have the size, but this guy definitely has the speed and the heart to make it work. And if you can get that guy going, if you can get Dez Bryant, and the key is to get these guys started early. If you get them going in the first quarter or the first half, you know what you're going to get in the second half. So I'm going to put it on those two guys just because of what I saw, you know, last year in Dez Bryant and what I see this year with the injuries that Philadelphia has sustained. With Washington, you can go with the tailback. I don't think he's going to be able to duplicate what he did last year, all because of film and everybody know who he is. You know, with Eli, they still have to try to figure it out. Bradshaw's not there in the backfield anymore. You know, we'll see what Victor Cruz does. And I'm going to give it up to DeSean Jackson. It's not DeSean Jackson. I'm definitely giving it to Dez Bryant. I think this is his year to break out.
Listen to this, man. Dez Bryant mama make my all ghetto mama team. You got Dez Bryant, Bob. You got LeBron. You got Iverson. You got the Red Mama in OKC, man. They make up my all mama team, man.
Ghetto foul, baby.
No doubt. Streets is talking. AFC East, but before I go off the NFC East, the offensive player that's going to make it happen over there in the East is no question going to be that guy, man, because the boy Tony Romo, he got a romance, Bryant, man. They just signed him in. And you, Deshaun Jackson, I know you're listening. You old. Remember New Jack City, like I tell Carmelo, how you keep crying about your money. Now you got your money. Now you got to play. Come on, Action Jackson. And listen to this, Joel the G. I know he from L.A., so he better put up. Now, AFC East, we going to the East Coast. You got New England Patriots. You got the Miami Dolphins. You got the Buffalo Bills down there. Oh, my goodness. And who else down there in that East row? The Bills, the Dolphins, the Jets, and the Patriots. Who you got?
Well, you know who I'm going to take in the AFC East, man. It's only simple. If you know how to count your money, and if you know math just as well as I do, you know what those numbers are going to add up to. Even if New England come in at 9-7 or 10-6, they going to win the division. Because the Jets, man, I feel for the Jets. I hope they don't have another butt fumble this season. And then you talk about the Miami Dolphins. They up in the rise. They talk about how the vibe is more of a college vibe. And Mike Wallaceon put Pittsburgh. You know, Mike Wallaceon gave Pittsburgh some old bulletin board material talking about Pittsburgh is just, you know, they don't like to have fun. They do it too serious. And then the good old Buffalo Bills. Going to start a rookie quarterback in E.J. Manuel out of Florida State. You know, man, it only ends up to one number. Number 12 in the red, white, and blue over in New England. And let me tell you something. Them boys mess around and probably go 15-1, 16-0 again. Because let me tell you something. Bill Belichick don't need Aaron Hernandez. He needs Gronk a little bit. He needs Gronk just a little bit, but he don't need him that much. Because let me tell you, one thing that Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots do is that they work with what they have, and they work good with it. They don't have the superstars. They got the superstar they need. His name is TB. He was number 12. For those that don't, that's Tom Brady. And anytime you got Tom Brady and a healthy offensive line, you got something to look out for. So, in the AFC East is easy, man. Man, you got to come with one tougher than that. Miami might make the wild card on that, but I don't see nobody beating. The Jets going to beat themselves up. You know what I mean? The Bills just might end up with a better record than the New York Jets. Oh! Heard it here first.
In the asylum.
Who you got in the AFC East?
Man, it's hot down there. It's hot. You got the biogenics going on. You got the Miami Heat just winning. You got the Zimmerman case. You got Casey Martin down there. Oh, my. I'm going with the Dolphins, man. It's hot down there. The Dolphins are going to win the division. You heard it here first.
Man, please. I need a light on that one.
Streets is talking. And New England, they trying to fake it. Talking about, you know, no distractions. Listen. They with Murder Music, man. They down there with Irv Gotti, man. They murder music, baby. They had an ex murderer on the team. It's just how it's gonna be this year.
Sorry. You know, it is what it is, but they don't need that guy. That guy didn't mean nothing. You know what I mean? He was a good tight end that produced. You know what I mean? But you know, when you take him out, it's another guy that's gonna step up and step right in. You know what I mean? Miami, like you say, Miami down there with the clinic, man. You know what I'm saying? Down there, they down there with Anthony Voss, the big hitter quitter. You know what I'm saying? And we don't know whose names from Miami gonna end up on that list, because you know it's a whole bunch of Miami names on that list. No, I'm just messing around with the Dolphins. I like the Dolphins. Don't get me wrong. I thought they had a couple of chances to do some things last year, but just ended up, you know, on the short end of the stick. You know what I mean? And I just think that they'll be okay, but they can't mess with New England, man. Even with New England having the troubles that they have.
Listen to this. When you have a guy named Vinny Gino, them are Italian names. Remember that. I don't think you can win with those guys. And you got a guy who was in competing with a rookie, and you know what he did out here in Arizona? Nothing. He did nothing. Sorry, Buffalo, another cold winner. So those are the guys I like. Who you got as your all-star coming out of there? Who's going to be the most impact player in the NFC East? The AFC East.
Now, I talked to the dude earlier, but I'm going to give him his due because I really don't believe that there's going to be anybody out there that can really fly with this dude. Mike, what? You got your money. You got your extension. And now you're playing where the sun shines every day. So, Mike Watson, big thanks. I got big thanks for you, baby. And I hope you go over there to Miami and just knock it out the ballpark. Because you deserve it, man. You're the fastest dude over in the outside of the town. And, you know, you've been talking a whole lot of trash. So I hope you can back it and do what you want to do over there in Miami, you know?
There it is. Before we go to commercial, my AFC guy that is gonna ball out this year, he gonna be getting the ball to Mike Wallace, Ryan Tannehill. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show 347-855-8896. When we come back, we're gonna get you some callers. Callers, what you think, what you predicted. Oh, the Streets is talking. Please don't kill my vibe by Kendrick Lamar. We rolling. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Let's go. We'll be right back. We back in the asylum. The streets is talking, sports talk show, with that little twist of hip-hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to tune in Friday, too, because we have Freestyle Friday. Along with Jewels the G from L.A., T-Row from Dallas, and I'm your host, L Boogie. Man, we live tonight. Oh! Don't kill the vibe. Oh, man. We going so raw. And listen to this. Before we continue, the question of the night. Who is your best black actor between Lawrence Fishburne, Denzel Washington, and your boy Samuel L. Jackson? Who you got, Ro?
Come on, man. Hands down, the man who making the most money in the movies ever, Samuel. That boy make the most money in the online movies. I know Denzel did. Don't get me wrong. But, man, you shouldn't have threw Samuel in that category, man. Samuel, man, on that list. You know what I mean? He top two, him and Morgan Freeman. Most money movies ever. You hear me? That's white folk and everybody. Ever. Give it up to Samuel. That's Jackson if you're nasty.
I shall cast upon thee.
Yeah.
Remember when he was playing Gator, man? He said, "Mama, watch me dance. Gator dance."
Do the Gator dance, baby. You going to give me $20. You don't give me $20. Back away.
Oh, he was so cold.
Vicious.
But I got to give it to my man Denzel, man.
Give it to Denzel.
How was he the player, though? How was he the player in Mo Better Blues? How was he a dog in the movie Glory? With Samuel, with Morgan Freeman. Remember the movie Glory when he was acting wild? How about, and then his latest Flight, man. How was Flight, man? Oh, he was cold.
Yeah, but your boy Samuel and Django, boy, that boy was a damn fool in Django, man. He was great.
and we know we left some guys out that are nice, that, you know, your Don Cheadle, your Jamie Foxx, you know, yes, they've done some things, but we talking about with the ends.
Yeah.
Jamie up there, he got a couple dollars, but he just ain't up there yet with those guys.
Yeah, he ain't up there yet. Jamie, big ups to you. Texas, no.
Let's get into the asylum. Produced by DJ Steph. Steph, who we got coming to the asylum, man? Who first on the marquee?
Oh, man, we got your boy Ray Nathan in the asylum today.
Ray Nathan, where you calling from? Where were you calling from?
You calling from St. Louis, baby?
From the Lou.
What's going on?
Man, you've been listening to the show. What's your take?
I heard Ryan Tannehill, though. I heard Ryan Tannehill. What did Ryan Tannehill do?
What didn't he do?
I don't know.
See, that's when you call a show, you got to get your numbers together. He threw for 4,000. He was up there with the rookies. They won seven games.
Okay. Maybe they'd have made the playoffs. I would have got a chance to see.
Wow.
He's your impact player in the AFC East?
He's my impact player in the AFC East coming out.
Okay. I had an impact player from the NFC East. That's what I wanted to tell you.
Go ahead. Who's your impact player in the East?
And he's my sleeper. He's my sleeper. I'm looking for him to have LaShawn McCoy, man. Shady McCoy, man.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
I look for him. I look for Philly to go.
Yeah, if he can pick up Chip Kelly's offense, man, I think he will be just fine. Cause Chip Kelly likes to get it to his back real quick, and where they already at full speed when they coming around that corner. So if DeSean McCoy can pick up that offense like Chip Kelly has designed, I'm pretty sure that boy will be that impact player that you're looking for coming out of the NFC East. Let me ask you this, Ray Nathan. Who you got actually coming out of the NFC East in the playoffs? And who's your wild card team out of the Giants, the New York Giants, the Washington Redskins, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Philadelphia Eagles?
My wild card, I'm going Giants all the way, my wild card.
Okay.
And I'm going for the Eagles. Eagles? Matter of fact, I like three teams out there. I like the Eagles, and I like the Redskins, and the Giants. I like three teams in the East, man.
So you think that RG3 can repeat his performance of last year or do even better this year coming off the knee injury?
Oh no, we gotta see. You know, we gotta see, man. You know, one year can't do nothing for you. You know, everybody had a good year coming out, and then you never hear from him again. But I want him to do good though. I'm rooting for him, big time.
Right. Right.
He makes the game fun, man. He makes the game fun, man.
Right. 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 Now we're gonna switch from the NFC East and jump over to the AFC East, where we've talked about Ryan Tannehill. We have Boo Meeks to pick as the impact player coming out of the AFC East. Who you got winning the AFC East? And that's New England Patriots, the New York Jets, the Miami Dolphins, and also the Buffalo Bills. Out of those four teams, who you got winning it, and who's your sleeper? Or shall I say, who's your wild card team?
I got New England winning, of course.
Right.
I got New England winning, of course. And my wild card team,
Is that a tough one for you?
I don't even have a wild card team.
You think the Jets can make it? You think Buffalo can make it with the rookie E.J. Manuel?
I ain't going with no rookie quarterback making it. I ain't going with no rookie quarterback I can't do that. I can't put it on no rookie quarterback. So that's just that's New England's division all the way.
All right. And who's your impact player coming out of the AFC East? Without you picking
C.J.
Tom Brady, because we know he's going to go for 6,000 yards.
C.J. Spiller.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
They
got
let him
running back.
Touch the ball 45 times.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he did good things until he got hurt. And,
right.
You know, he came back on at the end of the season, but, you know, they were just, a dollar short, you know what I mean, making it. But, if they can keep him healthy, I believe C.J. Spiller could be a good impact player to come out of the AFC East. Yeah, that was a good one.
Are you kidding me?
These young guys, too.
Listen to this. Are you kidding? Hold on, Ray Nathan. How can you sit there and say C.J. Splitter when he's a bag of bones? He can't even stay healthy. He step on the iPhone, man. He out 2 to 3, 4 weeks.
Yeah,
look at his career. Wow. And stop making a safe pick, man. New England Patriots. I thought you was a guru
over there.
Miami can beat them.
Yeah.
They're vulnerable this year. They're vulnerable. You will see. They're vulnerable.
Yeah, I gotta see it to know it though. If I don't see it, how can I know it? I'm just going on what I see. What I've been seeing and what I see, I'm just going on that. Facts.
There you have it.
Street.
Ray Nathan, question of the night. Who's your favorite actor out of those three? Those four, Morgan Freeman.
Lawrence Fishburne, Denzel Washington.
I go Denzel, Lawrence, Morgan, and then I got Samuel bringing up the rear.
What? What? Samuel bringing up the rear?
Yeah, with those three. With those guys, I mean, that's my list. I love Samuel.
I feel you. That is a tight list, man. You can't go wrong with either way. Yeah. But, man, Samuel, laugh. Damn.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like your list.
Yeah.
Man.
That's what it is. Well, Ray Nathan, man, you know what, man? We appreciate you, man. The Asylum is hot, player, man. We appreciate you checking in with us, man. You was our first caller tonight, man. So, L Boogie, tell Ray Nathan what to do, man.
Ray Nathan, you got to tell a friend. You got to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Big up to V, man.
That boy damn fool.
Man. Producer, who's our next caller, man? Who we got coming in next into the asylum? We just hot tonight.
Oh, man.
Can you hear me?
Street. Yo, big brother Delmar, what's up? What's the deal? Where you at, baby?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, checking in with us as usual. Big brother D, what's the deal, baby? You in the street?
No, man, I've been hot, man. I just got finished. You know, my daughter just gave me a pedicure, man. So I'm sitting up here getting a little pedicure done, man. My little daughter hooking me up, man.
Gotta keep it clean. Gotta keep it clean. Yeah.
They don't call him D Mac for nothing now.
Oh, what's up in with Boogie?
What the deal? I know you've been listening to the show. And we've been comparing the NFC East and the AFC East. So let's go your way first. AFC East. Who do you have coming out of that conference as the favorite, and who can maybe, you know, squeeze out a wild card, you think? Your prediction.
I'm rolling with my Eagles, man. I think this day
and
year.
NFC East. Okay, we're going NFC East. You saying the Eagles. And now, are you now,
yep.
Since you said the Eagles, I'm going to ask you this question. The streets been talking. My one of my guys been talking to Sal Palantonio down there in Philly. And he's telling me that Michael Vick has been splitting first-team reps with the second-year quarterback from the University of Arizona, Nick Foles. Are you concerned?
I'm not concerned at all, sir. Not concerned at all. Vick will be the starting quarterback of the Eagles.
Will he finish?
I don't know if he's going to finish. That all depends on the line. They got to protect him. So I think that's why he's splitting reps, because he's injury prone. So I mean, you got to give my man reps, because he might not make it through the whole season. I don't think he made it through a whole season since he's been playing.
1 year, 2006.
Okay. So he got to split reps.
Who's your sleeper coming out of there? If you get the Eagles, who you think might, you know, do something besides those guys?
The Giants, man, they always talk about two-time Super Bowl champion, knocked off, Tom Brady and them.
Who is the running back for the New York Giants today?
Man, they don't need a running back. They got Eli Manning. They got Tom Coughlin. They don't need no running back.
Good. That'll help us. Boy, we gonna hurt that boy this year.
They compete every year. Unlike your Dallas Cowboys, T. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
They gonna be there. The Giants gonna be there.
Man, no we gonna smash them boys this year. Giants ain't nothing. Amen.
Okay.
Look, they ain't even got a defensive line. No OC. No OC. No Bradshaw. You know what I mean? Victor Cruz upset. He got his money, but he ain't. Man, he about to get hurt.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Time will tell. They champions. They champions, and they always there. They always there competing. So that's my sleeper team.
Who's your impact player in the NFC East on offense? Who do you think is going to be that guy that's going to, you know, carry his squad? Who's going to show up this year out that conference?
I think DeSean Jackson going to have a good year, man. I think he is, man. I think he's going to make some noise.
DeSean Jackson.
Yeah.
Think he's
going to
make some noise.
Yeah. Let's switch it to the AFC. AFC East, you got the Patriots, the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Jets.
Man, I'm a Tom Brady fan for life, man. That's my man. I'm New England. I'm riding and dying with them dudes. And with all this little everything that's going on with, I don't even want to say his name because I'm so disappointed in him, but I think they still going to do what they do. I think they still going to do what they do. So, you know, I'm rolling with New England, but my sleeper team, I'm telling you, cats, better watch out for Miami, man. Watch out for Miami.
Miami.
Yep. That's my sleeper team, Miami.
Miami.
I think them dudes going to make a little noise.
They lost Reggie Bush, but they did go out in the draft and get a running back. And, yeah, we'll see exactly what happens. I like the direction Miami is going.
Right,
you know,
right.
They got a lot of key pieces.
You know, it all depends on, you know, if them guys can play together. And if they don't do it this year, you know, in the near future, though, I think they, you know, they can do something. They're putting some nice pieces together. Some real
right.
nice pieces.
Is Mike Wallace a key piece to that?
Oh, that's a big piece. I'm surprised Pittsburgh let him go, man. That's big. That's
right.
big. He's a Pro Bowl receiver.
Yeah, and didn't even have to play some of those. What he missed the first three or four games last season before he came in and started doing his dirt. So
yep.
I mean, you really don't even need this guy for a full season to get the numbers that you can get from him running long. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, I think Mike Wallace was a good pickup for Miami. And like he mentioned, it's like a college atmosphere. You know, it's like a lot of stuff going on. But who wouldn't like being in South Beach? Come on, man. That's just crazy.
Yeah, everybody like being down there. That's why LeBron James ain't coming. That's why LeBron James ain't coming back to Cleveland, man. He ain't coming back to this place. And he down there in South Beach.
Right. Being the white fan, you know, everything else that goes along with it. You know, that's what it is, man. So who's your impact player in the AFCs, D-Mac?
Oh, man.
Without picking Tom Brady, because we know Tom Brady going to throw
for the time. I got to roll with my son, man. I got to roll with Geno. Geno, he's going to make some noise. He's going to shock the world. I want to hear L. Boogie say something. I know he's got something negative to say.
Oh, man.
You heard what I said. Any guy that's what? Name is Gino, remember, Gino Toretta, anybody named Vinny, they will not be a successful quarterback in the NFL, man.
Okay. Watch when he get on that field. Watch what he do.
God, he said Gino. Oh, my God.
The streets is talking, baby.
You heard it here first. Gino.
Man, there you have it. And question of the night, D-Mac, between
yes,
Denzel
sir.
Washington, Morgan Freeman, Samuel Jackson, Lawrence Fishburne, give us your best.
King Kong ain't got, you know what that is? What, baby? Denzel all day.
There you have it, man.
Hey, I love y'all guys, man. I'll check y'all out Friday, man. And I'm listening to the show, man. I love y'all, man.
D-Mac, much
don't
love,
doubt,
man.
Man.
Appreciate that.
D-Mac from the land, man. You know, he's sitting back, man, getting a pedicure from his daughter, man. Oh, my goodness. The streets is talking. 347-855-8896. The streets is always talking, and we like E.F. Hutton. When we talking, everybody listening. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Fabulous. We get high. Oh, let's go. Produced by DJ Stuff. T-Raw, L Boogie. Crazy.
You know when you're down, you come from the bottom, you at your lowest, there's only one thing left to do. Stimulate your mind, girl, it's Friday, you ain't got shit to do. I put you on to some real shit, if you ain't scared to take a hit or two. Stay away from that Reggie, can't deal with them middlemen. Who gives a fuck if he keep them clean? You can't ride on them little tins. They say they got it, they ain't got it. They don't seem to feel no guilt. Got peanut butter but no jelly. Got cereal but no milk. Where I'm from, that's a half-ass nigga. Half of the time, old half-ass nigga. Mad cause they can't get down with the teams. Hill sitting at the end of the draft-ass nigga. Getting high on these low-life. Dead to chumps, give them no life. Cut them loose, keep your knife. Don't meet a hoe and make her your wife. Don't make a hoe your husband either. Hard to win the game when you're playing with a cheater. I be telling them that you can't change niggas. Better off keeping that change for the meter.
Crazy blue. Like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and fly that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high, high, crazy blue. Like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and fly that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high.
Just came from the OG, man. My eyes so red, man. That M-E-T-H-O-D, man. I'm talking about pimping. Been since pimping, since been pimping. I'm talking about don't near another motherfucker. Say that near another. Tell him no more, Mr. Nice Guy. You hoes way past half-baked. If I got paid to hear chicks lie, would've made more cheese than Kraft make. And these niggas be acting up. Riri must be serious. Wonder what the shit hitting for. Real niggas is curious. These niggas stuck on my old joint. Already know how to hop feel. Let a chick know she is not low. Even though she in high heels. 600 for the gas. That ain't nothing but a hot bill. Bitch, don't be a hot kill. You know over here.
We get high, high, crazy blue. Like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp and fly. That it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high, high, crazy blue. Like St. Elmo's fire, love so sharp. That it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high.
We back. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. I hope you like that. And we always produced by DJ Steph, Jules the G, T Row, and I'm your boy L Boogie. Get at me on the Twitter at LBoogie15, man. Shout out to my baby cousin too, man. Britt, she's sick right now. So I seen it, you know, on the Instagram or whatnot. You get at us on the Instagram too at LBoogie15 or on the, you know what I mean, the streets is talking with a zero on. That's not a typo. Yo, Ro.
What's the deal, yo?
What's up with your boy Johnny Football down there in your spot, man? Down there in Texas at the frat party, thinking he gonna get love. What the deal with
man.
That?
Man, first of all, I don't know what that boy is sipping in his cup down there in College Station. He better be lucky. I'm gonna tell you this. Now, this is the honest God truth. I'm tell you like this, man. Don't none of the Texas schools get along, man. I'm talking about University of Texas don't get along with Texas A&M. Texas A&M don't get along with Texas Tech. Texas Tech don't get along. Man, it just goes on and on and on. And for this guy to have the brass balls to show up at a University of Texas frat party in Austin, like it ain't nothing, just like he just show up. Man, this guy right here, dog, let me tell you, he is the most brave dude. But I'm going to tell you, helped him. Him being the Heisman Trophy is definitely what helped him not get beat down. Because them boys would have smashed and dashed on him if he was just a regular old guy from Texas A&M trying to come to one of them frat parties. Let me tell you, if it wasn't for the fact that, if you know, that when he walked in, there were 8 or 9 amateur cell phone video cameras out, ready to, you know, have videotape of this dude. You know what I'm saying? So they couldn't really just smash him and be on camera and, you know, all this breakdown. You know, it would have been a war. So they escorted him out. As soon as he came, he left. He didn't spend 20 minutes in the house. He spent about 2 minutes from walking from the back gate to where them boys were partying, and from where they were partying right back to that gate that he entered in. So he got lucky because of him being the Heisman Trophy winner. If he wasn't, man, he would have, man, look, they would have been talking about, man, who did to this young gentleman? We need to find out. And we, man, look, it would have been a sad story for Johnny Football Manziel. But, Johnny, I feel you, baby. You bad boy, you a bad dude. I tell you that. You a bad dude, Johnny. I just hope you can put it on the field and duplicate what you did. Go and win the Heisman Trophy again. Let everybody see how talented you is, and then just, you know, make them brush it up under the carpet. Because if you win it again, I can just imagine what you're going to do your second time around. Woo!
Like I always say, remember the movie Scarface with the detective male before Scarface shot him? Wait a minute. Are you kidding me? Listen, this is the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. And then remember this, we in the streets. That's just like me. I'm a blood. And I'm going to a Crip party. And it's a house party. What do you expect is going to happen, Johnny? But see, you got a pass.
Whew.
You know it's social media, and if they put their hands on you, that's assault. Because trust me, if it wasn't no cameras, they would have been reporting you. You would have got sucker punched and jumped on in the streets.
The beat down.
Oh,
suckers
yeah.
Up up to get beat down.
Johnny, listen to this. Don't let that Heisman go to your head. I know you're listening. Go back down to College Station and be bored. It's football season. Stay at home. Take your sports management classes online and just report to football practice. Don't forget you got a great coach. He was in Houston doing the same thing. Let's not get it twisted. It's the system, too. We're going to see with the people with the bread. Hopefully, you know what I mean. NFL standing out for long. Might be playing a little slot. I look at you as my man. You know what I mean? Used to play with the Pittsburgh Steelers. What's my man's name? Ella. I forgot my man.
I can't pronounce that dude's name.
Oh, man. He's a slasher. He gonna be in the backfield. He gonna be playing slot. He gonna, you're another Tebow, but you know, let me get off of that. Johnny, you're lucky, man. The streets is talking. They already said it. If you wasn't a Heisman, you would have been getting a Heisman. Did you now switching to baseball? You see what my man's and them did to Cap, man? First at bat, first pitch.
I'm telling you, man, it would have been going down, man. But he got lucky, man. He got that pass. You know, that Heisman Trophy, man, you could just, I guess you could just do whatever. But as a freshman, you know, he taking it to the extreme, to as far as he can take it. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. Johnny, do your thing, baby. Like I say, just do it on the field so everybody can brush this up under the carpet and just put it behind them and just continue talking about you being Johnny Football and nothing else. You know what I mean? So, no, man, I just hope that's, well, you already know, this is what, the fourth, fifth incident in the last 2 months. So, this dude right here, he don't care what's happening. You know, he know the media is following him. And I just get it done on the football field, Johnny. Now, L Boogie, let's move along, man, because I got a question for you, man. I'm kind of distraught about this, man, because I really don't know what to say, man, because this dude makes so much money doing what he does, but yet he's the face of the news every time I turn on TV or look, pick up a paper. And I'm talking about your boy A-Rod. Is your boy A-Rod going to get the lifetime ban from baseball because of all this stuff that's in the news right now?
Yes.
Say it ain't so.
I said it ain't so, but listen to this. To make an example, C-League has to do something. He's the most discreditable commissioner I've ever witnessed in the sports world. No disrespect, but his accountability as a commissioner, it's not that good. It's not that valid. It's on shaky grounds. Now, Alex Rodriguez, because of the money he's getting, you don't think that those owners and the commissioner doesn't want him? It's on the wall. He's become a dud. Remember, they love you. They love you when you're doing good. But when you're doing bad, you know what they do to you. They throw you to the wolves.
Straight to the wolves.
Remember this song, Ro? It's over. It's time to say goodbye. It's over. Over. Now listen, man. It's over. O-V-E-R.
Lifetime ban?
Yes. This is the second scandal. It's big. He's making, you know, $225 million. His value is chopped off. He's probably owed about $75 million the rest of the way. Why not? And don't forget, with the collective bargaining, they still get a little percentage of that money.
Wow. So he's still going to get paid for cheap.
Why do you think Milky Cabrera still doing it? You got suspended the rest of the year, and you was held off the major, you was held off the World Series roster, and you still taking steroids. Are you kidding me? If it's messing with my money, I mean, I might want to stop it after I've got, you know, I've been insubordinate, like on a real job. But because you get money, you're still getting paid. Hey, why not do it again? Streets of talk. Your boy with the walk-off after three strikeouts, man. Remind me of Kobe.
Yasiel. You only need one, baby. You know what I mean? Yasiel Puig for the L.A. Dodgers, man. Keeping the run hot. And, man, keeping things, you know, above float in L.A. for the Dodgers, man. And this guy, like you mentioned, he struck out three times, man, you know. And, you know, luckily that the Dodgers pitching staff kept those guys in the game. You know, it was 0-0 going into the 11th inning. And it was just exciting that he was the guy to do what he did at that moment. You know what I mean? His first walk-off since being in the majors, he had done everything else except being a walk-off. You know what I mean? So, congratulations to Yasiel Puig keeping the L.A. Dodgers hot. And, you know, once he hit the ball, he knew he hit a home run. He threw the bat up. He threw his hands up. He knew what time it was. You know what I mean? So, big up to Yasiel Puig. Do you think that he's keeping L.A. alive with the things that he's been doing, L. Boogie?
They're up 2.5 games. Before he entered a major league ballpark, Don Mattingly, Donnie Baseball, was about to be unemployed. He was about to file unemployed.
Magic was going to give him the boot.
No question. And I can just imagine Magic yesterday. He was all on Twitter. I can imagine yesterday when Puig hit the home run. Watch the invitation. Watch this. Listen to here. You listen to this. Donnie, you got to insert Puig. I'm telling you, Donnie, and we got to win. I'm telling you. That's how Magic was talking to Donnie Baseball. I bet you Donnie be giving Puig. I bet you Donnie be giving Puig all type of lunches on me, dinners on me. Are you kidding me? Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Big up to Puig, man. He got LA on his back right now. Kobe!
Got to feel the love, baby. Hey, let me ask you this. Since we was on A-Rod, and, you know, he dealing with the Yankees. Your boy is back. The captain. We should call that dude Captain America, man. And why we don't have a nickname for this guy? How is the man of baseball for the Yankees don't have a nickname? Derek Jeter don't have a nickname, man. His first game back, what he decided to do, hit a home run on his first at-bat. You know what I mean? Ooh, that boy Derek Jeter, man. We got to call that, man. We got to get this dude a nickname. Matter of fact, I'm going to start tweeting ESPN about getting this guy a nickname, man. Captain America. I'm going to start that now. I don't know why this guy don't have a nickname.
You know, in the streets of New York, they call him Mr. November, man, because the World Series is always played in November nowadays. It used to be out Mr. October with Reggie, but he didn't took it another pinstripe, pimping foot, you know, further. Let me tell you something about my man, the DJ, a.k.a. Number 2, a.k.a. Mr. November, a.k.a. Captain America. The guy... Besides, listen to this, Jay-Z, you know you king of New York, but that other guy, Derek Jeter, he sit right next to you. Got those rings, 3,000, and he dated Mariah when she was hot. No disrespect, Nick. Streets is talking. And he said she still ain't hot, Nick, but I'm just saying. Hey. But that guy right there, I hope he puts a spark under us. At least we can compete for the wild card. But that's what you call leadership. Has never got any scandals. He's done it without the steroids. First ballot Hall of Famer, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. He definitely first timer. And that's the show. This guy's amazing. I love Derek Jeter, man. I just hate the Yankees.
We love you too, man. It's amazing when you're America's team, how you can not like other teams too, man. Streets is talking. Hey, Joel the G, this is you, baby. For T-Roll, your boy L Boogie, man. Hey, we got a little West Coast for you and Magic, man, for the Dodgers fan. Oh, I'm crib walking right now. 9 p.m. Monday
to Friday. This ain't recess, bitch. You know I don't play. Just bought an AK, just took a vacay. Bitch, you broke, you need to call triple AA.
Bitch, you broke. Shut up, don't talk to me. Get your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up. Bitch, you broke. Shut up, don't talk to me. Get your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat.
Hey, how you fuck for cash but you not a hoe? And how I'm gonna respect you if your pockets broke? On your rap sheet a whole lot of bros. It's a clinic on Western, bitch, you oughta go. You broke your pussy stank, you borrowed clothes. Lost the little ass that you had playing with your nose. I dedicate this to my last hoe. Swear I got cash and start acting like an asshole. Catch up, keep up, cutlass with the beat up. I be buying pounds, so no, we can't piece up. Rollie with the crown, bet you wanna fuck the king, huh? It's money over bitches, pussy never fuck this thing up. She still fanning when she see us. I'm a grade A nigga, use a C plus. I got a broom, I got a room, bitch, clean up. Hit the blade, pay my fee up.
Shut up, don't talk to me. Get your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up. Bitch, you broke. Shut up, don't talk to me. Get your bread up. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up.
You shopping at Louis when your baby need wick. Using vibrators when you know you need dick. Bitch, you sick. Ho, you trifling. I heard in the hood your pussy be cycling. Nobody wifing your ass. Young nigga got dick. No gas. Fast money, fast bitches taking whole fast. And me and relations don't last. My nigga must have got the Benzo. My clips got extendos. I'm hanging out the window. Banging out the window. Throw it up chunky. Wrist on chunky. I heard the homie fucked and your pussy smell funky. And I ain't used to what you used to. The only thing in your ear is a Bluetooth. You niggas ain't blinged out. 20 racks, I blow that. 5, 10, 15, I let my niggas hold that.
Ooh-wee.
Bitch,
you
broke.
Shut up. Don't talk.
Shut up.
Get your bread up.
Get your bread
fuck,
up.
I got fed up. We eat.
Bang, bang.
Bitch, you broke. Shut
you
up.
Broke.
Don't talk to me.
Yo.
Get your bread up.
We in the street. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m., 347-855-8896. www.blogtalkradio.com. And when you go there, if you want to hear yourself, hit the category with your sports. Go to the search box, Streets is Talking with a zero. It ain't a typo. And remember, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. You know what I mean?
Tell a girlfriend.
You already know. Shout out to my girl Z who do the Miss Sporty Pants on NoStaticRadio.com. 1 p.m. Eastern. The ladies' locker room. Shout out to the sports officials. Nilly Neal, Mitch, OG, T-Nick. The sports officials, 1 p.m. Eastern. Sundays. Check them out. And we the streets, babe. Now, you know we got a twist of hip-hop, and that means entertainment, and we went to talk about the four best actors with the most money. We said Lawrence Fishburne, Denzel Washington, Samuel Jackson, and Samuel Jackson, and Morgan Freeman. And everybody at the top of their list had Denzel. No. Ray Nathan had Lawrence Fishburne one. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So, we're going to bring in our next caller. Producer, who's our next caller?
Oh, man, this is one of my favorite ladies that called me to the show. How you doing today, Auntie?
I'm good. How's everybody doing?
What's up, sis?
Can y'all hear me?
What
I got my little earpiece in. Let me know if I'm too low or something.
No, we hear you loud and clear. Breaker 19. Versace, Versace, Versace.
Check 1, 2,
okay.
1, 2.
Since you can't hear me, roll. How dare you have Samuel Jackson at the top of your list? This fool ain't did nothing since Pulp Fiction back in 94. You didn't see Django?
You tell you Django. That boy was a fool in Django.
Let me tell you something. Samuel Jackson has fell off, in my opinion, since Pulp Fiction. He has not impressed me. When he was in Django, I felt like I could hear him reading his lines. Like, I was not impressed by Django at all. Lawrence Fishburne, I'm sorry. I have been impressed by you since school days. You had me at school days. That was in freaking 91 or something. I'm not impressed. Morgan Freeman, I mean, shit, we can go back to Driving Miss Daisy freaking 1989 or something. Like, I can't even. Now, obviously, by me saying all that, Denzel Washington, I can go on and on and on and on with this man's performance. How dare you, Ro? How dare you?
Danielle, the number one movie-making money man in the movie, ever.
He make,
number one.
He making movies. He making movies like Snakes on the Plane, man. Compare his like flight that. Movie to Denzel's flight movie.
And still get the same amount as Denzel, if not more.
I don't know. Listen, I don't know nobody that's saying, hey, man, we got to go check out that new Denzel movie. Nobody.
Man.
Denzel come out with a movie? We all talking about we going to check out that Denzel movie. And I may be slightly biased. You know, he did film Antoine Fisher right around the corner from the crib.
Right.
Big up to the L. Hammers Way Park.
No doubt. We were just talking about Johnny Manziel going to a Texas party. He played for Texas A&M. That's just like me living on Huff going to the Alhambra building on Way Park. Talk about what's up, y'all.
Right. You don't do that. You don't do that. You know your boundaries.
You got to. There are boundaries.
Like, but man, there's parameters in this.
With that being said, Denzel Washington, hands down. I'm sorry. Case closed. Roll. You need to,
so,
you know, you need to
check
yourself.
Let me ask you this question about Denzel then.
Oh.
What do you think was his, you know, best performance? I mean, what if it's one of his best performances?
Oh, man.
Or your top three. Give us your top three.
I mean, you got to put Training Day on there. That's just hands down. Malcolm X, for sure. A third one. I'm going to go with Flight.
Woo.
Yeah.
The thing about Malcolm X is that movie was like, damn near 4 hours long, but I never was bored.
Right. He kept your attention.
The whole time. I mean, he played that part so well. You know, I can't imagine no other movie besides Scarface. Scarface was pretty long, too. But no other movie that held my attention for that long.
Did you like him in Mo' Better Blues?
Yeah, but that ain't on my top three. I mean, I can't really name a bad Denzel movie. I don't feel like he's done anything horrible.
Right.
But Mo' Better Blues is nowhere near on my top three.
Right. One of my favorites that he did was Glory, he was cold in there, so that was one of my favorites. And, yeah, like you said, you know, Malcolm X and Training Day and his just recent one, The Flight, man, that's on any job. You have to be very careful. The streets is talking.
You showing your age. You showing your age talking about Glory.
I just gave a big up to your nephew who had a birthday yesterday, and he's 23, so I already gave away my age. Streets is talking.
All right, y'all. Good talking to you guys.
Oh, no doubt.
Man,
give my love to London.
Yep.
That's what it is. Yeah, man. I tell you, them boys making money in that movie game, man. I love it. But, yeah, man, before we get up out of here, L Boogie, let me go ahead and give my shouts out, man. I'm going to give my shouts out. I want to say big ups to the fan, all the callers that call in, man. You know what it is, man. Much love to y'all. First-time callers, man, you got to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. I can't say it sexy like my dude, L Boogie. But, you know, that's what you got to do, man. You know, we on every Monday and Friday. Freestyle Friday coming up. I can't wait. And you know what I mean? We're going to have some more hot topics jumping off. And, you know, it's hot, just like it is in Arizona, man. Much love to Jewel G. I see you, Big Pepe. Kev the Dread, I see you, baby. Appreciate the love. They make it through the show. Big up to the fam. Steph, I see you, baby. Way to work that boy, baby. Big Bluesy, I see you running the 6-2-2.
That's what it is, baby. To all the fam, all my peoples out there, man, much love. You know what it is. L Boogie, once again, hot show. Love you, bro. And, man, we'll get at you on Friday. What you got?
Man, first of all, I want to say big up to Jewel, to G, and also you, T-Ro. Man, we tied it in two sizes of pantyhose, two times small. You know what I mean? Man, big up to my auntie Sparkle, my cousin Kim Britt, all the fam down on 90 of 89th, man. They listening to the show live. My cousin Rue, man. Shout out Big Country. I see you, dog. 93rd and Huff. Man, Sunny Red. I see you, baby. You know what I mean? Big up, big up. Man, next week, excuse me, Friday, we're going to talk about the NFC North and the AFC North. So you know what that means. We're going to be hollering about them Browns. Man, big up to my youngins, man. Another one. We blessed. Huh. I see you in the asylum next. I see you in the asylum in 4 days. The streets is talking. 347-855-8896. Man, and for the cipher and for the asylum, it's your boy L Boogie. We out. Bless and love. One.
Good, nigga, think about the hood, nigga. The people who ain't never had shit ain't gonna never.
Oh, shit!
Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a foot, it take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S dot again. Y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood. That's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
Streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
First murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress will take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga, minus the rumors. Holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6-seed up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and Express. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff are law. Niggas wanna press me, put my back to the wall. For pressure, bust pipes, I know I'm faster, y'all. To know me, to love me. You see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Cairo. Assault like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coleon, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you fall to my defense. Catch you while you reaching. Clip you, then I cross you, then I leave you. Apply full court pressure like 4-4 cards. Get you out of here. Full pressure to the trigger. Bullets flying threes. You forever rest under bullshit. Dirt lies and leaves. I do bullshit. Dirt tell lies and leaves. Look at my eyes, real logic beams. Niggas wanna despise the team. To our playhead coach and straight up divide their team. Trade their man for some pies and a couple of things. To the